Kum Lenin and Ablat Gemara. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. For some here, it's a second cycle. For some, it's the third. For some, it's the fourth. Actually, you'll be the fifth now. Can I know how to? He's a younger man going into his fifth cycle.
Can you?
No, Moshe's a little behind you. Moshe's going to his fourth cycle. And we're up to the two dots on the bottom. Tanya, we learned, these are long, the only thing about brachas is they're all, they're long blot. So we won't mention any rashis, unfortunately. But talking about it. Tanya, we learned, Abba Binyamin said three lines from the bottom, that Shnayim Shenichten Shuli Hispalel, if two people went into a shul to daven, the Kodam Echem Henli Hispalel of Lehemtin as Chaveri, one of them jumped in ahead to daven, didn't wait for his friend, and the Yotze, then he left the shul. Torfin Leit Filos, we grab away, we tear away the tefillah from him. So the problem isn't so much they didn't daven together. There's no minyan anyway. The problem is that he left the shul earlier.
Tefillah means his davening or his tefillin?
It's tefillah, his davening.
Was this assuming the shul is out in the field?
Oh, so Tase is not here, but Tase already before in the beginning said that this is all talking about out in the field. Not everyone says that, by the way. But Tase is talking about out in the field, where it's sakana, you know, just one person to stay behind, but here today it's in the, it doesn't matter. Shenema, because it says in Pasik that and that the tzur will be taken away from his place, which refers to Vayitzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, it says tzur yilat chateshi. So tzur is referring to Eibishter power, and what? He will take away your tefillah for what you did. If he did wait for him, mas chodi, what is the reward? So, I missed the line. Oh yeah, I did. Shenema, it says toidev nafshe. Sorry, I missed the line. Toidev nafshe ba'apa. He says the jet lag, I didn't go back, so my apologies. Toidev nafshe ba'apoy, that he pulls away his nefesh in front of him. Halamancha tazev oretz, because of you, he will leave the world. Not only that, a great l'shchina shistam Yisrael. Not only that took away your tefillah, your personal tefillah, but he's also great l'shchina should leave. And we will say later on that the shchina is in shul. Shenem it says, ve'yatek tzur me'mekoymei. You remove the tzur from his place. Ve'ein tzur elakosh baruch. And that's referring to Abish. Shenem it says, tzur yilat chateshi. So the problem here is not so much he didn't daven together, the problem is he didn't wait for him, which means lacking in achdus, which, again, if there's no achdus, then the whole davening is undermined. If you did wait for your fellow davener, what is your reward? You'll be actually receiving the following brachas. It says in Pasik that Lu Hikshaftal Mitzvoisai, if you were to listen, but we're going to teach you if he waited for my mitzvahs, and you'd be like, you river like peace, you waited for him, it's a Kosrecha Kigalayam, and your justice will be, or your tzitkis will be like the waves, then your children will be like sand, and then it will continue to multiply. So these are all the brachas that will happen. If what? If you wait. If you wait, mitzvoisai, someone doing my mitzvahs. There was someone that is davening. And I said that this is, you do a charitable thing. So this is all to do with Gemilas Chesed. And that's why you get these brachas. Time we learned, talking about Abin Yamin, time we learned, Abin Yamin said, if we were able to see the mazikim, the shadim that are out there, in Kober Yechol Lamed, we could not be able to withstand Bipneha mazikim, because they will cause us damage. Omer Abaye, Inu Nefishimin, and they are far greater than us in number, Vikaimi Alon, and they're surrounding each one of us, Kikisla Lu'unya, like a moat around a mound, or like around the vine trees that have, they dig a hole all around it. So they're surrounded for the water to sit. So they're surrounding us completely. Every one of them, every one of us, Alpha Mismala, we have 1,000 of them on the left side, and tens of thousands on the right side. So what you say in Davin, is not only referring to your enemies, it can also be referring to your mazikin, because exactly the numbers that match that. Omar Rava says Rava, and by the way, talking about the taste over here, said the same thing that I was talking about in those days, the shuls in those days, when we said before you shouldn't leave early. He's talking about in those days. Okay.
What do you mean in those days? That it was out in the field, or?
Sorry. Because it was Sakon, it was out in the fields. Yeah, exactly, and only in the Besada.
That's the whole thing.
Yes. And he says that the behavior of the Ri was that he always used to wait until everybody finished, and sometimes he finished davening ready, he would take a sefer and learn just so that he can be from the last ones to leave. Okay. Says in Maravaita, Amar Rav Zerova, Hai Duch Kedavi Bekala. You want to know about these mazikim where they are, that this Duch Kedavi Bekala, you know, when you feel, you go to a shir, and especially Shabbos before Yom Tov, and even though it looks like there's plenty of room there, it feels very tight and very squishy, you get some claustrophobic. Minai you have it. They're there, and they sort of create that kind of feeling there. Trying to distract you. Hani birki dishilu, and if you have tired knees, minayu also comes from them. Hai mani the rabbanon the bolu, and if you have clothing, the rabbanon's clothing is mechufya didu. Again, it all happens from their rubbing against you. They're sitting there, and they're rubbing against you. Yeah. Hani kari the menak from minayu, and when your feet like you're not banging against each other, again, it's from them. So it's very interesting how the Rambam completely ignores anywhere in Shas where it talks about Mazikim and Shadim, and the Meiri agrees with him and so on. And so something about it for how they learn it. You know, like I had before, the more Mazikim should walk in a Churba, they learn it more practical. But it's just interesting how they learned, how they would address all of these kind of Gemaras here, how they would interpret it. If you want to know if they were around, Laisi, bring Kitma Nila. Why don't you bring ashes? Bring Kitma Nila. Why don't you bring these ashes that I sifted through? I'm talking about the Matzias now. I'm talking about halacha, what you have to do about it or not. I'm talking about Matzias. Do they exist or don't they exist? He says they don't.
The Rambam says
they don't. Yeah. Everywhere.
He doesn't hold up the whole union of all these.
Every Gemara that talks about mazik and they have a halacha, he changes it. He changes either the what the halacha is, or he changes the reason for the halacha. So you take these sifted ashes, the neder that you put them, surround them around your bed. Over tzafra, you'll see in the morning, chazi, you'll see kikari tanegoylev, legs of a tanegoy. I remember when I was growing up, this is in the 60s. You always told about yimach shemoy
then. That he never took off his boots.
Yeah, oh, you heard that as well. Okay.
Hi, man, the boy
lemerzino. Okay, that's only if you want to know they were there. What happens? You actually physically want to see the shadim? How can you do that? Ilaisi should bring shal yosa de shun rosa. You should bring the placenta of a cat, Uchmasa Bas Uchmasa. That she's a black cat, the daughter of a black cat. Isn't that usually how it is? If you're a black cat, you're the daughter of a black cat. Buchrasa Bas Buchrasa. You should be the firstborn, the daughter of a firstborn. The Likle Benoida, you should go ahead and burn it in the fire. Veleshachke, and then grind it up. Velemale Einem Menea, fill your eyes with it. Vechazi Lehu. And then you will be able to see now the shadim. And what do you do with the leftover ashes? Because it's dangerous. The mazikim will like to hang around it. The leftover ashes, go ahead and put it in the hollow part of a pipe. And you should seal it. The parzal with a metal seal. We don't want the mazikim to get access to it. Dilma gonvi minei. That the mazikim might steal it and do whatever damage they can do with it. The lachtem pume, you should close your mouth, kihecha de lelizik, that you shouldn't in any way be damaged at the time when you're seeing it. Rabbi Barabai Ovid HaChabibai did that, the isik, and he was actually harmed. Chaza, he saw the shadim of Isaac and caused them harm. Bo Rabban Rachme Levi Itzi, the Rabban davened, and he was cured.
It's not recommended practice. Do not try this at home.
Exactly. Tanya, talking about, so I have a number of sayings here from Abba Shol, Abba Miyamin. Abba Miyamin, Abba Miyamin said, ain't philosophy.
You want to choose this as like the flip side of somebody who wants to Kayim Petah Hamol and works, goes for the whole system, getting a mile and all that. So here,
you have to get the yichas and
cats to get it to do it.
Okay. Now we have a halacha. Tanya, Abba Binyamin says, ain't philosophy lo nishmasa. But the Knesset, a person's tefillah is not heard only in a shul. Shneimer says, lishmoya el harina ve el tefillah. He listens to the song and to the davening. So we darshan b'mok marina sham tei tefillah. So where the places where they sing songs, that's where you should daven. Now, the big machleik is showing him exactly what it means here. So the Rambam learns, for example, it means poshut, that even if you're davening b'yichidus, you should always daven in a shul. It doesn't say anything about a minyan here. It just says, ain't philosophy in the basic message. So even davening on your own, better daven in a shul. Taste of the way the Zohar learns, no. He adds, his girsa actually is, ain't philosophy in the shmas, ele betzibur bebeisach neses. He adds the word betzibur. In other words, if you're davening on your own, there's absolutely, according to Taste, no maila in davening in a shul. Big machleik is a goinim and a shainim. The Polish Malachit says you should always try davening in a shul. Okay, then my advice is right. Amar Rabbi, but Adav Rabbi Yitzchak Benayin, how you know Shekosh Bar Moshe, but how you know the Eivish is found inside a shul? Shenemar, it says in Pasik, Elikim Nitzav Badas Kel, the Eivish finds himself standing in the community of Kel. And what do you call it? And Adas is a place where there's a fixed place, a base moed, which is a house, which is a designated place. It's a designated place, which is a shul. We don't know yet about how many people should be there. And I know that if 10 people are davening, the Shechina is with them, and it sounds from here, it doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't have to be in a shul for this, anywhere. Where there's a minyan, the Eibush is there, Shenemar. It's an apostle. It's about Adas Kel. And Adas, we know, is 10, because of the mice of the Meraglim. It says, Ad Moshe Le'eda Hora Hazois, and Kolev and Yeshua were not part of it, so there were 10 people there. And amazing that you learned the whole idea of a minyan from the 10 Meraglim. Other places we learn from Kedach, but we'll see when we get to the Gemara there. How do you know three people sing in Torah? The Eibush is with them. Shenemar says, "Bekerev Elikim Yishpait." Elikim, we learn in Moshe Sanhedrin, is talking about a Da'abezlin, which is made up of three. And it says there that the Eibush is there. I know that two people, Sheyoshim Voishim Torah, are learning Torah. Sheshchinim Mom. So interesting, even though we're learning Moshe Sanhedrin, that two people according to Shmuel can also paskin. Over here, we don't already say the Shechina Iman, because it's not the same thing. You don't get the real truth when you don't have an odd number. And how do you know two people learning Torah, the Shechina is there as well? Shemot says, Oz nidbru yidei Hashem isha re'eyu. The God-fearing people will speak to each other, so that's two people. And Hashem listens. But Yaakov Hashem, Hashem listens, and he writes it down. Mai ulechosh v'shmoy. And says there also those who reckon his name. Amar Avashi. What do you mean, Choshesh? What do you mean, think about his name? The Eibushter listens to even those who think about his name. So he said, we learn from here, that Chishev Odom Lases Mitzvah Venenis, if a person attended to a mitzvah, there's an Oinis, Veloyos, and do it, my love, because he was as if he did it. So in Tanya, we based on Gemara Kedushin, where it says, Machshav Toiva Kosh Baruch Metzar for the Maisa. So that the Rebbe learns over there, Metzar means it connects to the Maisa, because Maisa can reach much higher levels, and Machshav then combines with the Maisa to bring even higher. Here's a different word altogether. Here it says, my love kilo asa, which is not just mitzarev. Because over here we're talking about, it was an oinus. There was talking about machshava teva, he had a good thought. For whatever reason, it didn't work out. Here, it's kilo asa. Because why? Because there was an oinus, a nenes for the asa. And there's an oinus, it helps. The Shavus Yaakov, the famous Shavus Yaakov, talks about over here then. How come we say that on sukkahs, if it rains, you're sitting in a sukkah, we say that it's considered a hedyet. So you ask the question, so how come when it comes to Kiddush Levon and it's cloudy, we don't say the same thing? It's like a king throwing the water back in the Eved. What's the difference? He gave us a mitzvah and he's not allowing us to do it. We make a big deal about a sukkah and we don't do anything about Kiddush Levon. And it's not his question. He quotes it from Gedolei Yisrael. Then he says, I don't understand that question, nor do I understand the Gemara in Sukkah, based on the Gemara right here. It says it clearly that if you want to do a mitzvah venenis, an oinus happened, and it doesn't matter whether oinus happened because of you or something outside, then kilo asa. So by Sukkah, raining is an oinus. So we did the mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah of the king throwing water? He doesn't understand. Anyhow. So they all talk about
that. So it's a, he signed that any time that you prevented a mitzvah, it's like the Eibushter making rain on Sukkah.
Exactly. But who, any oinus.
What is it about Sukkah that it's a yotzei min hakal?
Yeah, that's also an oinus. He's saying that's an oinus. You can't help it. It's raining. How do you know that if one person is learning Torah, the Shechina is with him? Shenemar says, wherever you will mention, that I will make you, allow you to mention my name, I will bench you. So now that you went down, you narrowed it down to one person, the Eibush is there, so what's the mile of two, three, ten? If one person learns the Eibush is with him, today my boy, you got to learn about two. Says Gemara, no, it's a big difference. Today, michtavin milayu. It says the pasuk that Hashem will listen by Yekosef Sefer Zichron. He will write down. It's not written Sefer Zichronis. What exactly does that mean? It's a bit difficult to understand. Everything is written. The chilek is when you do it on your own. The Sefer Tovin is a single sefer. It's your book. This is a sefer, a communal book, where the communal mitzvahs, the aggregate of all the mitzvahs are put together, and only if there are two are you written in the communal book, because there's two people involved here. If you can tell me that two, then why tell me about three? Three people are doing a din Torah. It's shalom. It's making shalom in the world. In fact, Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Yud over there that if you have a choice of going to learn Torah or sitting in a din Torah, it's better to sit in a din Torah because it's greater than learning. You bring shalom to the world. But for the Asher Shechina, who says the Shechina come? What does that have to do with Torah? It's not to do with Torah. It's shalom. The din nami anu Torah. That learning that a din Torah is actually learning Torah as well. He's learning Torah as well. That's why there's a whole discussion. If you're allowed to give a psak in a mikvah, let's say, if you give it without the reason, is that called learning Torah? Not learning Torah in the mikvah, or not? Now we know we established that three people Eibush is there. Asara beboy 10 years. I need to know. Says the Gemara, Asara kod meshchina vaasya. By 10 people, the Eibush comes first. Tlosa adi yosef. By 10 people, Eibush knows in anticipation he's there, he's waiting and excited. We'll see the Gemara soon. Or sometimes he gets angry. But three, he waits till they all sit down. Says, the Eibush swears on his right hand, and with his strong arm, his left arm, Uzai, his strength. What do you mean? B'minoi, what does the Eibush have his right hand? Toida. Shneimer says, B'minoi, Eish, Dos, Lame. That's what it says in Mechukhoisa. In his Eishah Barachah. In his right hand, he has a fiery law. How will Vizroya, Uzai, Dos, Tfilin? Shneimer says, Hashem, Oiz, Le'am, he gives us strength. Is referred to as Oiz. Lili Sol to the Eden. It says, "Voro kolami oras geshem havaya nikre lecha v'yaru mimeka." The people see it; they get scared. Tesis already wants to know why. So first he says because the tefillin shorosh, as opposed to the tefillin shoyad, the tefillin shorosh has a shin on it, and then the ritzuas in the back have a dalad, either a single dalad or a double dalad. And then some say you have Rashi Menachos there that the tips of the ritzuas are yud. Or the hand has a yud, but at least you have Rav the Eibush's name in it, so therefore that frightens them. Teish doesn't like that at all, and he says, therefore, because the Ritzuas don't count, the Daldads on the Ritzuas. Teish says, it's as simple as a Balabatra thing. The Tzul Shiyad, you're right, you can see. Tzul Shiyad, it's supposed to be covered, right? This is supposed to be, it has to be covered, concealed. The only part that's revealed is the Tzul Shiyad. So therefore, we're talking about the Tzul Shiyad. That doesn't make a difference as far as fear is. Even the Gemara will mention that soon. And the Bidich and that Al Tareb used to say, Eil Tfilin Shebirish. Don't say Al Harish. It's not so much just the box you're wearing, it's the understanding of what the Tfilin is all about and the Munna that you have, Shema Yisrael, inside your head that intimidates the Goyim. It says, which part does he have? Who can compare it to the Eden? Is that the Abish's praise? Is only the Eden? In, yes, it says. We think maybe it's creation of the world, creation of 70 Umas. Why is it limiting only the Eden? It says, yes, it says in the Pasik, Es Hashem ha'emar tahayim, the Abish that you praise today, Vashem ha'michayim, the Abish praise you today. I'm looking for Israel. You made me one nice praise in the world. And I'll make you a nice praise in this world. What did you say? Who is like the Eibishter? Okay, that only makes sense. Remember, you have four batim in the Shayad or four different parshas in the Sharaish. So we have one parsha. What about the other parshas? What's there? What else did the Eibishter write? We have a rain. What does the Eibishter have? He said to him, "Ki migoy gadol, migoy gadol." So now we quote a number of psukim which complements the Bnei Yisrael. One pasuk says, "Ki migoy gadol." What other great nation is there? And then the next pasuk says, "There migoy gadol." Which other great nation has all of these laws? Then is a pasuk, "Ashrecha Yisrael." Another pasuk is Oy Hanisa Lekim. The Eibishter went out to take us out from Goy Bekechel Goy, and then it says Ulsitcha Elyon. So it's a lot more than four psukim. It's so a lot more. Elakim migoy gadol dami ladodil chad beis. Migoy gadol and kimi gadol actually have one pasuk in succession of others, like one long pasuk. Plus, it's exactly the same theme. That's considered one. Ashrecha Yisrael mikamchi Yisrael bechad beis. Again, it's the exact same idea that you're unique. And oh yeah, Nisa Lakim Bechad Besa, Ulasitcha Elyon Bechad Besa. These are your four. The Kuluk Siva Badroy, and all of these four are also written in the Shalyad. And what's the chiddush in that? That the Eibusha also wears a shalyad, even though we just said that, you know, the shalyadish is what's seen and everything else. The Eibusha wears a shalyad as well. And also it's one bias, so you might have thought that maybe you don't need, there's no need by the Eibusha to have all of these different pashyas. Kamash don't need to. Anyone who normally comes to shul, and one day he does not come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashal, but the Eibusha asks, where is he? Why isn't he here today? Is he unwell? Shenemar says, Mi Bochem, who amongst you, Yirei Hashem, is a God-fearing, Shameya Bekel Avdei, is listening to the voice of the Chazan. That's called the Eved, Asher Holach, that he went, Chasheichim, to the darkness. The Ein Neugeloid, it's not shining to him. Machlek is a shining. We're talking about here only a guy who went on business, Lamashal. He went to business, or even a guy who's traveling. Because the Torah and others talk about if a guy is traveling, it's not, there's nothing wrong with that. If a guy is traveling, he has to leave that morning in the flight early and he can't go to shul, the Eibusha has no time to stay. It's only if a guy decides to go to business that morning rather than to be in shul. Others say, regardless, no matter what you're doing, you have to go and daven in shul. It says like this. This is how we touch. If he's going to do a mitzvah, for example, but we learned already in Shabbos, in Shabbos, that going on business is actually considered a mitzvah. That's why you're allowed to travel within 3 days before Shabbos to go on a business trip, because it's considered a mitzvah. So I guess a different definitions of a mitzvah for regarding which dinim. If he went for a mitzvah, halach, he went noigulai. It will shine for him. It'll be good. If he went for his own personal benefits, ein noigulai, he will not have a good day. It won't shine for him. It'll be dark. Why? Because yiftach b'shem Hashem. The pasuk says he should rely on Hashem. My timer. That's why it sounds more like he's talking about a business deal rather than just time taking a trip. When the Eibusha comes to shul, didn't find the 10 people. Miyad hu koyis. He gets angry straight away. He gets angry. It says, Madu abasi. Why is it that I came? The einish, and there's nobody there. Korasi, I rang out. Vein oina. What exactly? It's hard to understand when exactly the Eibusha comes to shul.
How long before the minyan?
Yeah, so they say it means the time. There's a timetable, a luach on the outside of the shul. The shachar is at 6:30. Come 6:30, the Eibusha is there. He's always punctual. The yekir. And if there's no minyan there, the Eibusha gets upset. That's what he means. Other the Taz, the Shulchan says. It's talking about people normally come and now they're not there. The Taz and Shulchan Aruch says from here, actually, interesting, this is the basis for the minig of every shul having a Ner Tamid, because they always wonder where's the Ner Tamid come from. The Taz and Shulchan Aruch says in Simi Kufn and Dalad that the marker for Ner Tamid is this, that there should always be a presence in shul. They should see Ner Tamid, you know, oh, people are thinking about a shul.
I always thought it was because of Eish Tamid took along his bed.
That's what the Drush says, but this is Shulchan Aruch. Taz and Shulchan Aruch, says, I can't remember which Sif, says, that's this Gemara right here. We don't want the Eibusha to be angry. Comes to shul, he's be thinking about it, and the light is on. It's not pitch black, and so on. Others have a whole drush of have ain ish karasi that you need. From here, they want to learn out that the chazan, even for the psuk of the zimra, should be an adult. A lot of shuls you go to, they put a kid up to baruchu, and then they say, it says here, ain ish. I come to shul, the ain ish is nobody, and karasi ve'en oina. So they want a darshan. This is in some of the poskim that dafke that always should be an ish by the amud, and someone going further should always be someone with Shteis Iris, with Vonson. Amar Ab Chelbe, Amar Ab Huna. And they're all chazan. They all sing together. Yeah, they're all chazan. Amar Chelbe, Ab Huna. Kol Kaveh Mokim Lefilasa. If somebody's Kaveh Mokim for his davening, Ela Kavon Beezer. The idea for Kaveh Mokim is that it shows that davening is important to you, that it's not just something you do, you know, in a casual way. It's something important. You have your designated place, and this is where you daven all the time. Machlek is a shayim if this is talking about only in your house, or even if you're davening in a shul. Because some of the shayim hold, if you're davening in a shul, that in itself is a mokum kavua. Or actually, if I sit in this chair, if I sit in that chair. Others say no, that even within the shul itself, you can be davening in a casual way or davening in a permanent way. And what's the mile of kvias? Avram, the first one who davened, who had a kviyas, the Eibishter who helped him will help you as well. And when he dies, already preparing his eulogy, we say, what an honor, what a chassid mitamid of Avram Avinu. He was a talmid of Avram Avinu. Nu Avram Avinu only the kavam mokum. How do you know Avram Avinu had kviyas mokum? The chivat says, "Vayashkem Avram Boiker el hamokum asher amacham." He woke up in the morning and he went to the place that he stood before. So and what we do there? Ain amil tzilu. He's davening. Shneimer says, "By Pinchas vayamay Pinchas vayifalu." He stood and davened. So we see he's davening, and it says el hamokum asher amacham. There's a specific designated place. If somebody leaves the shul, al yafsiya psiya gasa. If somebody leaves shul, don't take giant steps. Don't take giant steps because it looks like you're trying to run away. Like in Parshat Baloyich, we had there one of the misoinim. They ran away as soon as the matter was over. They ran away and they got punished. We don't know any details other than the fact that they ran away like children from a base, like Rashi says, children from school. As soon as the bell rings, they run away. So don't do that in the shul. To go out of shul, have the mail to go to shul. Mitzvah lemar, the mitzvah to run. Shneimer it says near the full of das Hashem. We have to run, walk to shul with alacrity, and so that you know we're running to shul to know the Eibishter. So what exactly is Abaya adding to Rab Huna? Rab Huna already said only the chilik is only about going to shul. Rab Huna says don't leave shul, take giant steps. Doesn't say that you have to run to shul. Comes Abaya and says not only don't you leave shul giant steps, you should actually run when you're going to shul. Amar Rab Zeida, Mereish in the beginning, Kavach Chazin L'Rabbanon Dekarati L'Pirkei B'Shabbato. When I saw all of these people, Rabbanon, running to shul to hear a drasha on Shabbos, I thought to myself, come Mechal in Shabbat, Rabbanon Shabbat. It's like Mechal Shabbos, it's a Shavuos. You're not supposed to run on Shabbos, Uvin L'Chol. But Kivan the Shaman L'Hod Rab Tanchum, I heard Rab Tanchum said, what did he say? Rab Tanchum Rav Shuma Levi, L'Oilam Yoruts Adud Rav Locha, a person should run to Rav Locha. Vafilu b'Shabbos, Shneimer says, "Achre havaya yelechu," that you should go towards the Eibishter. Ka'adish, when a lion roars, you run away as fast as possible. So you should run to the Eibishter as if a lion is roaring. So therefore, ananami d'tayus is to run. So what's Rav Shmuel Levi saying different than before? He's talking about specifically halacha. He's saying you should run to halacha. He doesn't talk about davening. And Rav Huna talks about you shouldn't leave shul. Each one is saying something different than the so one before. That's right. The question that everybody asks on Rav Huna is, we already will have in the Gemara at the end of the seventh Pedic, that you're not allowed to take giant steps. If you take giant steps, you lose 500th of your eyesight. So what does he say? You should take giant steps when you leave shul. And when you're not leaving shul, when you're going anywhere, you should never take giant steps. So what's he adding here? So the only the Chayil Pshat is, over there he's just telling you a fact, that if you take giant steps, you lose your eyesight. There's no Issan involved. He's giving you a recommendation. Here he's actually saying you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Al yafsiya psiya gasa. So he adds a layer of iser. Amar Rav Zeida, agra de pirka, the main schar for going to hear a shir. It's a very interesting Rashi. Rota, the running. What do you mean the main schar for running? What, the shir itself? So Rashi says, I'll just tell you what Rashi says here. Agra de pirka says Rashi on the side of the page here, about 10 lines at the bottom. Iker kibbel schar habrias, the principal schar that people get. Harotzim lishmaya drosha pichachem, who run to hear a drosha from a chachem. His schar hamarutze is the schar for running. Why? Shari rubam einam mavinim. Most people do not understand the drosha. And then he says, Rashi says, what's the definition of understanding a drosha? You walk away, you say, oh, I understood. No. Lahamid gisav aloy mishmuim piraban la'achazman. Are you able to repeat it? The acid test to see whether you understood what the drasha is. You come home and your wife says, "No, what did you hear in shul today? Can you repeat it? If you can't, you never understood it." They cannot repeat it later on. So not maybe 2 seconds later, but tomorrow. So the schar limud you're not going to get. And interesting, Rashi said a few days ago, definition of a Talmud Chacham. It's an interesting definition. You know, we have in a lot of places in Shul Talmud Chacham. Rashi said that on the top line, the definition of a Talmud Chacham. He talks about at night when you go to sleep, you should say, but for mazikin. Top line, Rashi Hem and Aleph, V'im Talmud Chachamu, Shiragil b'mishnasei, that he learns, Lachzer al gisasei tamid. He keeps on chazering to remember it. Da'i v'kach. The definition of Talmud Chacham is not if you learn something you understand b'shas ma'ase. It's if you remember it for the next day. So here you say that. Same idea. Interesting. Okay. Then it's advice to the Gemara here. Yeah, Agra. Agar de Kala, the main schar, you know, the Shabbos before Yom Tov is called Shabbos Kala, is everyone comes together. The main schar is duchka. You don't hear anything, but the fact that you're there and you're squished together, that is the main schar. I believe Yitzchak Baditshava used to push and push by the Mezusha Magid to be in the front. And even though Mezusha Magid used to say a maimer, he used to faint all the time for such guluim. You must ask him, so why does he push all the way to the near front? So he says, because he says, whatever we did today, we'll do when Mashiach will come. When Mashiach will come, I also want to push in the front. There, I'm sure I'll understand what he's saying. So what's the main schar of a kala? Is duch, and we're pushing. The main schar for learning is understand the reason behind it. Amar Papa, Agad the Beitamir, the main schar in the house of an oval, or the house of bones, literally, is tikkus, being quiet. Big machlekes and mefarshim, who should be quiet? Some say, based on Shulchan Aruch, that the people come in, the menachemim, they should be quiet, wait till the oval himself leads. Others say, it's not about the oval. The oval, a lot of times, talks so much that he forgets that he's sitting in Avelis. And so, basically, you shouldn't talk too much. Others say it's the house of bones where the mess is actually buried. What's the main schar for fasting? Is tzidkosa. After the fast, the poor people, they have no money to buy a meal. You give them tzedakah, so they can buy a meal, and that is the greatest schar of a tainus. The main schar of someone who's being masked with someone is to make people cry. They used to charge by the tear. So make people cry. That's what it's all about. The main schar of a wedding is mile words. Which words? The words to be sameach the chosin. Ketzem anakdin lifne akala, the Gemara in Kesuba says, and Rashi says, and you say these words. Kala no the chasudas. It's not the singing of the music.
This is the marker for all the speeches that we make.
Exactly. Exactly. If the chosin is sameach with these speeches. So we'll come back to chasna soon. Amar Abuna, Kolam Esbalach Rebbe Knesset. Anybody davens behind the shul, Nikra, it's called a Rasha. Big Machlek is the Shreinim here, Rashi here, and Tesh is the block before. What exactly means Achrei Rebbe Knesset? In Rashi Gufa is the big Machlek is the Hadam Stan Rashi. Simple Pshara Rashi is, looks actually like Tesh. Rashi says, Simple Pshara Rashi is, in Eretz Yisrael they used to face Mairiv, they used to face west to go to Yerushalayim, face west. The doors was always the opposite side of the Aron Kodesh, so the door was on the east. Everyone faced west. He was standing and facing with his back to the door, which means he was facing east. So because he's davening against everyone else, it's no good. But had he turned around and davened the same direction, even though he's outside of the shul, no problem. That's how many learn Pshat and Rashi. Other learn Pshat and Rashi is, no, the fact that he's outside, even though he's davening the same direction, that in itself is the chutzpah. Because he should be inside the shul. Shneimer says, Sov in Tesha, and today that we daven to the east, the same thing, but forget. Sov, it says in Pasuk, Soviv Rishoyim Yisalochu. That the Rishoyim, they daven around. They don't go inside, they daven around. Sounds more like the verses that push not inside the shul. That not because of davening with the back to the shul. It's not the same thing. In other words, according to that, they say if he's inside the shul, but he's davening the other way, but he's facing all the mispalim, that's all right. Even though his back is to the way, the direction, but he's facing the problem, that's all right. How God was the person, the Kamatzach, the Beknishta, the person davening behind the shul, and wasn't facing the shul, Cholof, Elio, passed by, Chazia, he saw this guy standing outside, couldn't make the effort to come inside the shul, and Nachman, he's davening the fakert away, according to the way Tesla learns, Idam Leketaya, he was compared to a Seicha. Big Machlek is who's compared to a Seicha. We're talking about Elio was compared to a Seicha, or this person. The Mashal learns that this person who was davening, Elio, looked at him, he thought he was a guy. How you stand before your master as if there are two masters there, one inside and one outside. Sholov Safser cut him, took out his knife, and he killed him. The Mashal learned the Mashal Eliyahu thought he was a goy, which other Mephashim have a hard time understanding. Eliyahu made a mistake, didn't know who he was. If I can't, Eliyahu looked like a Taya. Again, it's hard to understand then. Why? What do we need to know that Eliyahu looked like a Safser? Unless explain why the guy didn't run into the shul afterwards. He saw Eliyahu, he would have been scared. So he thought the guy was Tama Anudnik. The rest of the pasuk says, "My krum zulus levnei adam, krum embarrassing levnei adam to people." What does that mean? What's a krum and what does it mean? These are important. These are paramount. And people treat it like them. What is that? Davening. I'll tell you another pshat. Livnei Adam, if you need help from people to help you out, is mishtanek krum. Your face changes colors is the most dispiriting thing that you have to have other people help you. physically of Gashmias. Shneimer says, Krum Zuluv Neodem, my Krum, that it's embarrassing, humiliating to ask people help. You're like a Krum. My Chaos Adim, I'm Eifechis Bekrochiam, this is bird, not sure what it is. The Krum Shema is called a Krum. The Kivan Shechama Zerachas, when the sun shines, Mishapech Lekama Gavonim. It reflects all different kinds of colors. Abab Rabam says, Mudavai, Kilo Nodem, Shneidinim, as if he gets, if he needs other people for help to sustain himself, he gets judged in two dinim. Eish Umayim, fire and water. Shneimer. It says in Pasik, he kafta enoish, that you wrote a person with a shenu on top of us, and he's lending us money. Bonu beshemai, as if we were punished through fire and water. You should be careful with tefillah mincha. Doesn't say what exactly you should be careful with. So the mashal learns it means daven the first opportunity, but it's not so simple. Big machleik is in shenu. When's the best time to daven mincha? Mincha tano, mincha gedola. 12:30 or 3:30. Now though the Rambam says in his time they should daven both. One for the tefillah chiv, one for the tefillah tzidus. Twice mincha. Those who say that tefillah gedolah is the best time because that's the earliest times. These are my dealing mitzvahs. Others say tefillah tana the later time because that's the latest time and that's when they physically, practically, every day except Pesach, that's when they used to bring the carbon mincha. The word mincha itself means that the sun is now going to its resting place, and which then sounds more like the later time. Only responded. So others say the Zohar means Pasha Davin word for word, and make sure. But as the Tursh Lanach says, you're in the middle of business, it's very hard to walk away to Davin Mincha, and therefore that's when you get answers. And it says, when Mincha came, Eliyahu came along, he said, Hashem, Elokei Avram, and so on and so forth. And he said, Aneni, Hashem, Aneni, answer me, please. He answers it twice, Aneni, answer me. And therefore, I want the Shetere Shemayim, what are the two Anenis? First, one, a nest should happen, a fire should come down from heaven, and also answer me, shall you aim to Maisik Shafim? Even if I come from heaven, if they say it's Maisik Shafim, it doesn't help. I want it to be Maisik Nisim. Remember, you had a Gemara yesterday, a whole thing there about the wine that became vinegar, and they asked him, and they had two answers to the Gemara there, whether the vinegar became wine, or whether the price of vinegar went up to the equal to the price of wine. And the Machlekes is, the famous Nechema talks about, if you're allowed to have, basically, more time, if you're allowed to have Hanor from Nisim. The first one says you're allowed to have enough from Nisim, so the wine became vinegar. And the other one says, no, you're not allowed to have enough from Nisim, therefore the price of wine just went up. Mm-hmm. So then the Chido asks, and the thing raises a question, so how could he even have enough from the mon? The mon is mice and Nisim, how can he eat from it? Others want to say, based on the Taz, that if the Eibishter clearly says in the Torah that something's mutter, nobody can come and ask it. If the Eibishter says that you're allowed to have mice and Nisim, the mon, therefore you're allowed to eat from the mon. But by Elio, and we just had a Haftarah there, by the, when it came to Abigail, the of Avadya, you had to have a little bit of oil. Why do you have to have a little bit of oil? Just make an S. Because since you now have enough from Nisim, we have a rule in Halacha, and we had it, we'll have it again. Kama, kama, bottle. The first drops that come in become bottled to whatever is there, so therefore the Ness always became bottled to the original oil. That's why they were able to circumvent this problem.
What about these two guys in the Gemara with Sefi Yitzhak, whatever created?
Yeah, you'll have in Sanhedrin. We'll see that. They talk about it as well. But Rabbi Yechon says, Abit tefillos arvis, also by Ma'ariv, be careful, Shneimer says, Tikkun tefillos, Yitzhak, V'nechem, Masal, Kavim, Menchem, Menchem, Erev. So talk about Ma'ariv as well. So it's a big deal to take care of it, which according to the Mashal means daven the first possible minute of Ma'ariv, daven Ma'ariv. Lach, Vizchon, Amar, Af tefillos Shachris. And Nachman says, also Shachris should be, basically every tefillah. At the end of the day, Shneimer says, Havaya, Boike, Tishma, Koili, Boike, Erech, Lovatzape. In the morning you hear my voice, and I'll daven to you, and so on. If you have a Noah from the Sud of a Chosim, and you're not Mesamech, even though we're learning Mark Suvah, there's a mitzvah to Mesamech Chosim Vekalo, you have to be Mevatim Talmud Torah, but here we're talking about when you're over an Aveda. The only time you're over an Aveda is if you actually ate. You had Hanar from the party. If you didn't have Hanar from the party and you didn't attend, even though you're outside, there's no Aveda. It's only if you're there and you ate the meal and then you walk outside every time there's music for a smoker, that's called, or answer a phone call, that is a problem. Because you have to have Sameach Chas Mekalo. Oiva Bechamisha Koilis. Shneimer says, Koil Sosna Kosivik Chosin Okalo Kurl Aim Hoyden His Workers. The Eman Samch, if you make him happy, Maschal Zeschar, Yishum Levi, Zoichil Lateida, you will receive the Taish Nitna Bechamisha Koilis. Also, it's five Koilis. Shneimer says, Aiba Meshishi Bechabai. You look in the psukim, you'll see this first five times shayfer. It says kol shayfer, kolos. First of all, that's two. Then kol shayfer. Then kol shayfer again. And then ma'yilakimi. And then ma'kolos. Five kolos. Freddy Gemara ain't ibaksiv. The cholam reim is a kolos. Another two. There should be seven. No, oisin kolos. The kain mantera before mantera. Fascinating halachas from the Shilam attests that you're allowed to play. The Magen Avraham brings from the tour from the Rav that you're allowed to play music on Friday night by Chasna. You're allowed to have goyim kama goyish band. If you have a chasna, like in the old days, make chasnas with today's brought back. You're allowed to have a music band. And Amar Paskin, you're allowed to get a goy to fix the musical instruments on Shabbos for a wedding.
As long as you don't clap, right?
Oh.
You might come to make an instrument.
If you masameh chasam kala, it's as if you brought a carbon toida. Give a thanks to Abishai, and it says mevi toida beit Hashem. Rab Nachman, which is in the same pasuk. Rab Nachman, but Rav Yitzchak says kila bona achas mechub Yerushalayim, as if you rebuilt one of the churbos of Yerushalayim. As you rebuild one of the churbos of Yerushalayim, Shneimat says ki oshi v'shvusa odes ki v'rishayin, I'll bring it back. Amar Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow.